But first, joining me with the latest news headlines is Imogen Evans. Hi, Imogen.
Hi, Sarah. Starting with COVID-19 statistics, worldwide there have been 185 million reported cases with 3.99 million deaths. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has laid out plans to end social and economic COVID-19 restrictions in England. The changes will come into effect on 19th of July, despite a surge in infections. This is the first time any major country tests what happens when unrestricted community transition meets widespread vaccination coverage. Nearly 86% of all adults in the UK have received one dose, and 64% have received the maximum protection of two. The number of people catching the disease, getting sick and dying has fallen sharply this year.
Closer to home, Indonesia is struggling to get on top of the virus.
Aid groups are warning that the Indonesian health system is on the verge of collapse, with oxygen and bed shortages reported in some hospitals. This has prompted calls for the Australian government to step up its assistance to the country. Indonesia's president, Joko Widodo, has announced emergency restrictions across Jakarta, Java and Bali as a Delta variant is driving the country's worsening outbreak.
And what's the latest here in Australia?
There have been 30,832 cases, with 29 reported in the last 24 hours. 27 of those are from New South Wales, where Premier Berejiklian has today announced an extra 7 days of lockdown through to Friday, 16th of July, to try and get on top of the spread. Stay-at-home orders have been extended for people in the ACT. 6,400 people who have recently been in Greater Sydney are currently affected by these orders, which require them to quarantine at home for 14 days after arrival. They will continue to apply to anyone entering the ACT from Greater Sydney before 11:59pm on Friday, 16th of July. Victoria continues to see a winding back of restrictions as the state clocks 7 days without any community transition. This means from Thursday, a mandatory mask rule will ease in schools, offices and factories, except for customer-facing roles, and limited dance floors will be allowed in entertainment venues.
And while state premiers have pushed to lower international arrival caps, the Australian Human Rights Commission are calling for a rethink in a statement released today.
It says preventing Australians from coming home can cause enormous hardship, and says the federal, state and territory governments must focus on quarantine and take steps to increase the number of people who can safely come home.
In South Africa, Jacob Zuma is in a last-ditch bid to evade a 15-month prison term.
The former president faces a jail term for contempt of court after refusing to appear at his own corruption inquest. His lawyer argues that he is in poor health and is not a flight risk. This fellow's announcements, Zuma would be subject to a 15-month prison term last week, after which he had 5 days to hand himself in, with the police set to arrest him by the end of Wednesday. But he has bought himself more time with last-ditch appeals.
And the Biden administration has extended a program that allows Yemenis already in the United States to stay in the country without fear of deportation.
The decision is due to the ongoing conflict and humanitarian crisis in Yemen, which makes it unsafe for them to return. The renewed designation of temporary protection status will allow approximately 1,700 Yemenis to keep their status through March 2023 and allows an estimated 480 additional Yemenis to apply.
Thanks, Imogen.
Thanks, Sarah.